Come, let us learn together the Sicha of Ekev, volume 14 of the Book of the Sichas, number 2. The Sicha is about the obligation of woman in Limud HaTorah. And what the Rebbe is going to do, he's going to unpack from various sources seemingly contradictory statements about the role of woman in Limud HaTorah, and then come to an answer that brings it all together. And actually, interesting, explains also the role of goyim, non-Jews in Limud HaTorah. And then finally, a lesson for us in our service of Hashem, because one of the analogies that we have for the way we serve Hashem is an analogy of husband and wife, where Hashem is the husband, we're the wife, and how that plays out in our Avedas Hashem, the way we serve Hashem. How does it starts, where does the Sicha come from in Parshas Ekev? Because in this Parsha we have the paragraph V'haya im Shamaya. And in V'haya im Shamaya we have Ulamadetem Oysam es Beneichem. And the Gemara learns from there in Kiddushin as Beneichem Vesloyes Beneisechem, your sons and not your daughters. In other words, you don't have the obligation for your daughters. Then the Alter Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, which is interesting. Even many people who don't learn the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in other areas, they learn the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Talmud Torah because he's pretty much the only one who created a coherent, full package of all the laws of Hilchas Talmud Torah. So Alter Rebbe writes that women are not commanded in Limud HaTorah like the Gemara. And he continues, and just like she's not commanded in Talmud Torah, so too, she doesn't have the obligation to teach it to her sons. And she's not obligated to pay somebody to teach her sons versus the father who is. However, if she does help her son or husband, whether with her body, in other words, taking them somewhere, doing what she needs, doing whatever she can to help, or with her wealth so that they can learn, she divides the reward with them. In other words, she gets the reward, uschara gadol, and her reward is great, me'achar, because sheheim mitzuvim, they, the husband or son, are commanded to do Torah, va'oisim al yada, and they're only able to do it through her because of her assistance. And he finishes off and says, and nevertheless, women are also obligated to learn the halachas that are necessary for them. In other words, many, pretty much almost all the mitzvahs leis, I say, all the prohibitions are for men and women, and many mitzvahs I say, besides the ones that are time-bound, We men and women share, so it's a tremendous amount of Torah that they have to know so that they can apply it. So the question he's asking is, if women have a mitzvah to know their halachas that they have to know, so then why are you saying they're not commanded to learn Talmud Torah? They are commanded. In other words, it's a contradiction from the beginning of the halacha to the end. If they're obligated to learn the halachas, then they are part of Limud HaTorah. They are part of Talmud Torah. So why do they only get the reward if they partner with their husband or their son? So first you should say that they're obligated to learn the halachas that they need, and then answer and add, if she helps her husband or son, then she gets tremendous reward. Now, it's not the only time in Shulchan Aruch that the idea and concept of woman learning comes up. The Alter Rebbe also brings it at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch in the laws of Birchas HaShachar, the morning brachas. And he says that the reason why women make the bracha each morning, which we all say in brachas, is because they have an obligation to know the mitzvahs, that how to keep the mitzvahs that they have obligated to keep. They're obligated to know how to do it. I understand. So they are obligated, and therefore they could make a bracha? First of all, where's the source? Where's the source that women are obligated in Limud HaTorah? We clearly brought from the Gemara that they're not. And the way we, seemingly the way to understand it is they're only obligated to know the law so that they can apply it, but it's not an issue in Torah. In other words, why are they making the bracha on Limud HaTorah? All they're doing is just Limud HaMinas Lasa, it's the learning so that they can keep it. Also, we say in another Gemara, similar to what we said earlier, that women, what do they get their merit? B'mai zachyam, what's their merit? It says the Gemara Brachas, and so too in Saita, by taking their children to the shul and by taking care of their husbands and giving them whatever they need. Again, So why the Gemara asking what's their merit? Why do they merit the reward? And you have to answer because of their sons or husband merit. The answer should be they merit because they learned Torah. They learned the Torah that they need to do. And in the Gemara Saita, when it asks regarding a woman who's suspected of being unfaithful, and the Gemara says that sometimes if she has a merit, she won't get punished even if she had been unfaithful. She won't have the Mei Saita, the waters of the Saita, damage her. Says the Gemara, which merit? It can't be the merit of Torah. Ha'eina mitzvah. She's not commanded to do it. Again, so is she commanded or is she not commanded? Do you understand? Over and over, the paradox. And then again, the Alter Rebbe wrote that she's obligated to know the halachas that she has to do, to know how to do it. So let's say a woman has learned all the halachas and she's now absolutely clear. Top game. She knows how to keep mitzvahs. There's nothing left to do, right? Nothing left to learn. So should she make the bracha al birchas haTorah? Why don't you, it's pretty limited. Says the Rebbe, and he answers it through an interesting angle, and that is the role of goyim limud haTorah. There's a very interesting Gemara. A lot of Gemara has been quoted in the Sicha, in Baba Kama, etc., and many others, that a goy who learns Torah, even though technically they're not obligated, harehu kohen gadol, they're as great as a kohen gadol. Now we're talking about obviously the mitzvahs that they're obligated to do, sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, because if they learn other parts of Torah, it's chayav misa. So the question is, how do they get this incredible level that if they learn the Torah, that they're obligated to do that at the level of kohen gadol? And you must say that even though goyim are not allowed to learn Torah, because they're learning Torah that is applicable to their mitzvahs, through the fact that they're learning Torah, they accomplish incredible things. In other words, although they're coming to the Torah through the mitzvahs, because of the Shev Mitzvah Be'nech, that's how they come to Limud HaTorah, nevertheless, even though you're not directly commanded to do Torah, you have the incredible reward. In other words, even though it's not an end on itself, it's only a means to an end so that you could keep your mitzvahs, nevertheless, it becomes somewhat an end on itself as well. The Rebbe brings an interesting example regarding a rugged shaver that explains that there are many avodas, four different services in the Beis HaMikdash, that if you have the wrong intention, you disqualify what you're doing. And one of them is to walk the blood to the Mizbeach, to the altar, to spray it on the Mizbeach. Now, technically, there's no mitzvah of walking the blood. It's just you have to get to the Mizbeach. So what's the means and what's the end? The end is to get to the Mizbeach. The walk is the means. But nevertheless, because the walk is necessary to get to the end, the walk itself becomes important. And therefore, even the walk itself can be disqualified by negative or unintentional thoughts. So you sometimes see that something which is a means to an end becomes an end on itself. And so too with the woman's learning of Torah. That which they're obligated to learn the halachas that they need, even though it's not because of the mitzvah of Torah, but rather the application. So it's a necessary step so that they can do application. But nevertheless, even though it's a means to an end, it becomes somewhat an end on itself, and therefore they can make the bracha limud haTorah, because the Torah stands a bit on its own. But as I'll explain, not fully on its own. And because the Torah stands on its own, so therefore, it's not only limited to the specific times that she has to learn the halachas she needs. It spreads out not only to that, but to any area. And therefore, the woman who knows the halachas she needs to know and she knows how to do it, still nevertheless has a relationship to limud haTorah. And interesting, in the Ha'ara, the Rebbe says, that's what the Alter Rebbe says, she doesn't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but doesn't say that she's Hutter from Talmud Torah. It doesn't mean that she's not obligated. In other words, even though she doesn't have the mitzvah, nevertheless, she's not free to go. She still has a connection to Talmud Torah. That's the way the Rebbe is medayik. But interesting, just an aside note, one of the mitzvahs that women are chayev is emunas Hashem and avas Hashem. Okay, all the mitzvahs, t'midiyos, the constant mitzvahs, all of chassidus talks about it. So pretty much, it's impossible for a woman to finish all the halachas that she needs, because just the mitzvahs and avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, etc., is enough to keep anybody, man, woman, or child, and occupied for a lifetime. So now that the Rebbe said that a means to an end is an end on itself, somehow the questions that we asked at the beginning of the sicha come stronger. Why does she only get the rewards by helping her husband? And the answer is because, like we said, it's a means to an end. So even though the means, the fact that the Torah is learning helps the mitzvah, it becomes somewhat significant. Ultimately, it's not standing on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's standing on the fact that you have to do other mitzvahs. So even though she has the beauty of Torah learning, but because she's not commanded directly to do the Torah, she does not get the reward of mitzvah v'aisa, that you're commanded to do something and you did it, because you're not commanded to do that. You're commanded to do something else, and this is a means. However, when she helps her husband or son, then she partners. Why? Seemingly, the Rebbe says, he gives an example why it shouldn't be that way. If I give $10 to a poor person, and the poor person goes gives a dollar to another poor person, do I get the reward for the second charity? No. So what do you mean? It was the poor man's money, and now he did his own thing. I just get a reward for what I've done. So why should a woman get a reward for what her husband does with his time? And the answer is because when I give money to a poor person, it became the poor person's money. And when he does a mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah with his money. But in this case, from the beginning, I'm helping. In other words, it's not I gave you the money, it became yours and you did something. But from the beginning, the woman is helping the husband to learn the Torah. And therefore, she receives equal reward. And he brings a very interesting example from Aran, from a Rabbeinu Nissim, which is the back of the Gemara. Maseches Yevamos, that over there it's talking about that women are not obligated to do the mitzvah of Pirya V'Divya, to have children, Puravu. Mikol Makem, says the Ran, Yesh la mitzvah, Neshim Seyes la Baal. Nevertheless, she has a mitzvah because she's helping her husband, L'kai mitzvah. So practically, the husband can't have a baby alone. So she gets the reward for through helping her husband. In other words, a man, the only way he could have a child is v'davak b'ishtavayil basarecha. He has to be intimate with his wife, and he needs his wife. So therefore, the mitzvah that the husband is commanded on can only be accomplished through the two of them. So although he's obligated, both of them are needed to accomplish his obligation. And therefore, because she helps his mitzvah, she gets the reward, and she's part of the mitzvah. So too, he cannot learn Torah without her help. Her son cannot learn Torah without her help. And therefore, she carries it with them. Now, the Rebbe goes a little deeper in Eis Ches and says, and if you look in the Ran itself, it's not so clear what it means she has a mitzvah. That she has a mitzvah in the baby, or like we said in the Torah. There's two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is, even though she doesn't have the mitzvah of having a child, nevertheless, when she helps her husband to do his mitzvah, she also has a mitzvah. But it's not the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. She doesn't have the ultimate mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya, the great mitzvah of having a child. In other words, she's helping, so she gets a smaller, you know, mitzvah. Or option B, that she has the mitzvah of Puruvu, not just a mitzvah, the mitzvah. And so too, with the Limud HaTorah, with learning the Torah, you would have the same question. Does she get the reward for the Limud HaTorah, or is it a mitzvah to help your husband? So the Rebbe proves from a Gemara, from the fact that it says Pagam Badaya, that they split it, they split the reward for that mitzvah, means that she actually is part of that mitzvah, and therefore, even though the Ran is unclear in what he says, nevertheless, we're clear that she's part of the actual mitzvah, whether it is to have a child or to limud HaTorah. Says the Rebbe in Eis Ches, but you could ask a question back, if she's getting equal reward, like we just said, then she has a part in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as if she's commanded. So then again, why at least bring it at one of the reasons why she has to make the Berachas HaTorah? If she's getting the reward for not a mitzvah, but the mitzvah, then at least give it as one of the reasons why she has to make the Berachah Limud HaTorah. And why only mention the fact that she makes the Berachas HaTorah on the Berachas, on the halakhas she needs? Why not say that on the whole Torah, because she helps her husband? So interesting, the Rebbe refers back to the Ran that we just discussed about having children, There's an interesting question that's brought in the Chidushei Anshei Shem. In the Gemaras that many of you have, you'll see on the in the round in the back, it's not under Chidushei Anshei Shem, it's under, in general, comments, I think Ha'aretz Sabirim, whatever it's called, Tziyunim, and over there he refers to Anshei Shem that asks the question. It asks the question based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Yevamos that there was a woman who came and wanted to her husband to divorce her. She demanded that her husband's divorce her because she didn't have children. There's two stories the Gemara brings. This is, this, I believe, the second one. Amar La, so she comes to the one of the sages, and the Chacham says, Le'mifkat, you're not commanded to have a child. So you can't divorce him on that premise. Amar Le, she says, Lo'y baya hach itza chutla liyada. When I'm old, don't I need somebody to help me stand? In other words, I need a child. Who's going to take care of me in my older age? So that's what the Gemara says. Asks the Anshei Shem, Amay lekama mishum sayed adiv tfei. Ask the Anshei Shem, according to the Ran that says that she gets the reward for helping, she should say, what do you mean? Not only do I have a child, not only do I want a child who's going to take me care of old age, and by the way, the rabbi accepted that and said, you should have said so, and gave her the job, allowed her to divorce. Why don't you say, what do you mean? My husband needs me. So I'm equally part of the mitzvah. But the answer is, again, the fact that she helps her husband is something depending on her will. If she wants, she can help, get married and help her husband have the mitzvah. And if not, she doesn't. She doesn't have a mitzvah to it. So she cannot say, give me the opportunity to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah only gets activated once she's married and the husband has the mitzvah. Now she has the opportunity to help her. But technically, a single woman doesn't have the obligation. There is no husband. There is no person who's obligated right now in this dynamic. So the obligation doesn't fall on her. So therefore, she only uses the argument of a child. And as the Gemara says, for that, we could definitely force him to divorce him. So too with Limud HaTorah, the fact that she helps her husband and sons and she gets the reward, it's something dependent on her, but she has no obligation. And that's why the Alter Rebbe did not bring it as one of the reasons of Birchas HaTorah, because she has no obligation. It's only activated when the kids have the obligation. She helps them and then she gets part of it. But in the laws of Talmud Torah, where the Alter Rebbe is saying that a woman is not commanded in the mitzvah of Torah, but nevertheless she has a bit of a relationship, because she helps. So over there she talks about all the elements. She talks about the fact that she's connected to mitzvahs Talmud Torah because she has an obligation to learn the halacha she needs, and that she divides in the reward. So basically in each area, the Alter Rebbe brings the information that is necessary to that area. Because again, the Alter Rebbe brought it both in the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Talmud Torah, then he brought it in Hilchos Talmud Birchos HaShachar, where he only brought the issue of Limud HaTzrichos, because again, based on each context, what is necessary for that space, why she makes the bracha, etc. So for example, she can't make the bracha on Birchos HaTorah because for helping her husband, because she doesn't have obligation, but she does have obligation for her own halachas. But when it comes to Talmud Torah in general, when Alter Rebbe is introducing the idea, then he introduces both concepts. Okay, b'pnimi yisayinyanim, ois yud. In Chassidus perspective, Hashem and Am Yisrael are man and wife. And what is the tachlis? What's the mission of our creation? Dir b'tachtayinim, another way of saying it, milu esaretz v'givshua. Go out and conquer the world, pruvu, multiply and change the world. To conquer the world. So the husband, ish takeh lichbosh Hashem, he's the one that's conquering. Because we can't do it. We're creations. We're the nivra. We can't conquer the world. Only Hashem could really transform the world. But nevertheless, Hashem made it that the only way it could happen in reality is through us. And therefore, only we who live in this world, not in heaven, can actually apply Dir B'tachtonim in this reality. So therefore, we become partners with Hashem. And we become one with Torah, and we become a balabayas. We become an owner on the nature of the world to be able to conquer it. Therefore, we're able to conquer it because Hashem makes a system in which he can't do it without us. And now, literally, we need to do it. And because we help Hashem with this Avoda, even though the strength, the mitzvah comes from Hashem, and the Torah, which comes from higher than heaven to transform it. We, within nature, cannot transform the world, but Torah, which is above, can. But because we became partner, we became partners with Hashem, and we do this mission of Tachlis, Bria Soilim, creating the world in the ultimate way. Shekoyach and Hatzlacha Rabbah.